Yishalmi Shviyas Daf Gimel. So the Gemara, we ended yesterday, the Gemara brings down a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, this halakha of whether we have to, whether the halakha of Rav Yochanan, that we need the karka, that the land, of when you have Sada Ilan, which is three trees, so we have a that it comes together with part of the, as long as there's enough of a karka underneath the trees area is enough to be large enough that it's considered lebeisa, that you can have the around them enough to be able that there should be the karka b'neim is enough where it's both a strip of land between them is enough for the person who's taking picking the fruit and is enough for his basket, should be considered enough to be part of whether you're considered halakha allowed to plow under those trees on the sixth year until Shavuos. So the Gemara discusses Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. We ended with when we say the field of trees, does it mean three trees in a triangle form? Like Rav says, or Shmuel says only, but soon sure, when even if it's a straight line, it's already enough to be considered a part of the land between that belongs to them, and it would be sold together with the trees. So the Gemara has, now obviously it applies to our sugya of Shvias, whether it's considered enough of an area that you can plow until the Yom Tov Shavuos, according to Hillel. Gemara says, we have a machlokes in that where Rav is speaking. Amar Rav Yosi. Talmud is Amit Lotay Ma'amit. The halacha of Rav that we said over here, again, this is the way the Rafudah learns, the Pnei Moshe learns a little bit differently in the Gemara. But the Rafudah learns, the Gemara is saying that we said, the halacha of Rav, that it has to be only if it's shaped chatzuva in the form of a triangle. Is that what they say the halacha would be? That's considered part of it. The land itself is bottled to the tree, becomes part of the land, part of the trees itself. When you sell the trees, you sell the land around them. So that's only Gemara says. Rav said it only the Gabe is Amrit. Only said the Gabe there, the Gabe the idea of selling trees. When you sell trees, you sell it with the land amongst underneath them. That's only if it's shaped like a triangle. However, Lois Choloy is Amrit. But over here in our sugya, in the sugya of Shvias, we've got a plow on the Gabe Shvias. It does not. There's no din over here. It doesn't apply over here. Rav would agree that even if like Shmuel, even if it's in a shura, even if it's planted together in a row, it would also be considered. The same halacha applies to Gabe plowing underneath there. The halacha of shape like a katzuf is only a din in the sale, not in the din of Shvias. I'm Rav Yoina. Rav Yoina disagrees. Rav halacha is Amrit Kroivim. No, Rav's halacha applies to Gabe, this applies to Shvias as well. The trees are close together, and enough in the case where it's put together in a triangle form, then halacha would apply. Same halacha applies that they have to be shaped like a triangle to be able to consider the area a besa underneath them to be able to be mounted to plow until the until Shavuos. That would be halacha. It applies here as well. There's no nafkamina between whether it's a sale or between the halachas of Shavuos. It applies. Both cases apply. So we have machlekes v'yosef Rav Yonah legabe the din of Rav. Rav's halacha of a katsuva shaped like a katsuva, like a triangle, legeah to the din of Shvias or not. I'm Rabban. I said, "Lachayr Rabban, I said, Rav Yonah Kasha, him kroivim. If you tell me that halacha is that the trees are close enough according to Rav, and it should apply. The same thing applies over here as well. Faith Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah coming up in Shvias Keshi Abaka over Kelev, in order enough that the tree, and look, there should be considered enough the size of a thing enough that a team of cattle could be able to go under with the kid with the plow could go underneath. They could go could place underneath the trees. That's part of it. Now." The Gemara says halacha would be, the Mishnah doesn't tell us a discussion, makes a chiluk whether it was, what shape the trees are in, whether it's straight or whether it's in a triangle form. The only halacha is whether it's big enough for it to have the cattle, the buck, or the mekalef, over with the plow to be able to go underneath or not. So the chara to say that the, that you want to say, Rav Yonah, that it should apply, the same thing should apply, that it requires the chatzuva here as well. Rav would say it applies here as well. The chayra is not applicable. We don't chayra. The Mishnah is dafka talking about the only requirement is that you have the bucker going underneath the big enough in the besa for the plow and the cattle to go underneath. So the chayra, there's no din of where it has to be katsuva. It has to be shaped like a katsuva. So the chayra, Rabbi Yoina's halacha that it should apply here as well, that it's not a din in sale, but it's a din in shvius as well. The chari is not; it doesn't fit into the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is mashman; it doesn't apply. And the chari, the Mari Fulda says this kasha, and Rabbi Yoina, the Gemara does not even answer it. So the Gemara, the chari, is slugging up Rabbi Yoina's shita based upon the diuk of the Mishnah. The fact that the Mishnah does not make any mention of the shape or form, just the fact that it's big enough for the cattle to go underneath there. So the Gemara says, why Lamaisa Be'etzem is the Marfulda's question, what does the Gemara want to know? Why should Taka be this requirement? Where do we see that Taka be this requirement? Asi Chame. Come and let's consider the problem. This Lashon the Marfulda. Kushi. Bora. Come and see. When the animals are going underneath the roots, the goat, the halakha is, where do we find it? B'shosh, abaka, over b'kalv. It makes sense when the animals are going underneath the trees. Hashrosh, abaka, and atzad. The roots of the trees extend to the sides of the trees as well. B'shosh, hen abaka, over b'kalv. When a cattle kid is not going, cannot pass through. Hen hashrosh, abaka, and atzad. The trees don't go through the thing. They don't plow. In other words, the roots are the same, whether the trees, or the distance between the trees, whether it can go underneath the, fit or underneath the tree. Why is that a criteria? In other words, what the Gemara's kashi is, according to Marfulda, why is the Gemara, they say the distance of the trees, but whether we say they're closer to be together or not, spread out enough, is not a din, a sada sukkah, should nothing to do with whether there's a din of whether the cattle could go underneath there or not. The roots are the same. The roots do not extend in the sides, and the entire field, so therefore, what's the din of the whole field? You can plow in the field. Where do we find such a thing? That's a limitation on the buck of the caleb going underneath there to determine what's considered a sada ilan or not. Why should that be so? It shouldn't be considered this gather of the size of the space to be able to, for the things to go into, should not be criteria to be considered what is considered a sada ilan. So why is that considered over here? The Gemara is asking Akasha, Lechara, how could even the whole thing even apply over here? And the Gemara, again, Merfulda says that the Gemara is not answering. The Gemara blipes Shver over here. It doesn't answer the Shaila. So the question is, how are we supposed to understand the size of the trees so the Elon should be contingent upon a cattle or going underneath of the three over here? It should not make a difference. So the Gemara says, or if you love the Shaila, if Liz read a Shaila, Liz read a Shaila, making a statement, you know, it's a statement. According to Gemara, says it's a the Mafulus of Kohai Kamei Ainu Boyin Shal. Not really a Shaila, but it's sort of a statement that the Gemara is making. Ma Zu Mizulu Zu Sheish Esrei. The three trees that are in a straight line have to be distanced from each other 16 amas. Ulitzad Esrim Chamesh, and the ones that are on the side are 25. In other words, in order to be able to plow in the entire Beisa, they have to be 16 amas separation from each other, and the distance to the sides of the field has to be 25 amas to be able to get the plow and the cattle to be able to go plow the whole field. Has to be a size of 25 around on each side. So Gemara says, Shimon Gamliel's Gomer, Shimon Mitzvah said the same idea. Oh, you assume it's not together. Trees are plant the trees on the side of the fence. Chershon called Beisa Bishvilon. You have to plow the entire Beisa on each because of each one. You have to apply the, if you put it in the side of the field, you have to go, but still have to have the shear of Beisa to be able to plow on each side, to be able to go. The distance between the tree and the fence has to be at least a Beisa. Otherwise, you can't get the plow in there. So the same question applies. How big of a space does it have to be able to be considered an area of a Beisa? So the Chari wants to see, ain't in boy, nita lam, arba saw. Person wants to go ahead and figure out a way to get four bati saw on the sides of each of the trees. If you put it in a fence around it and you put enough space between the trees and the sides of the fence, a base saw on each side, so may come, all four sides is a way to be able to go ahead and have this thing where you can plow on either side. In other words, not the normal way you plow a saw from one side and you open up the field to the other trees on the other side. It says, no, you have each field that's put next to a fence has at least a saw on each side, east, north, west, and south, to be able to go ahead and plow the saw on each of the sides. That's the only way that Gemara says would make sense to be able to have, be able to fit these many trees, the plow under the area, to plow in this area. We have enough of the base saw. Enough of the base saw on each side of the trees, as the tree, so the Elon has to be where you plant it with each saw on each side. Faith to Gemara, if you have, what about if you have one geffen, a single grapevine that is hanging over a tree? that's an area of a two of a beit asah hatcharish karka shatay. You can plow underneath it. Karka shachutzla malei arsa lechutzla. You can plant the land around it that you can put the thing. The person is collecting the fruit and collecting the basket around himself. You can still go ahead. That's the measurement that you can still use to be able to go ahead and to figure, be able to get the space into enough to plant on each side. So if that's so, then lechar we have another halacha. What about the Isur Shnei Prokim Rishayim? During the time that's us to go ahead, the two areas that we said in the Mishnah that you can't go ahead and plow, which is the plow of the year before the end of the sixth month, year and beginning of the seventh year, they can't plow. So you must say you can't plow. Isur Shnei Prokim Rishayim. The upper trees you can plow as for 25 amas below them. And for the lower trees, you can plow 25 amas above them. So it comes out that you can really can plow. You can do so in both areas. You can plow from comes out will come out. You can plow the entire base saw with the area, the space between the rows of trees. Because since you have the rows of trees, it's a tremendous chiddush. Because if the roots of the upper tree go down through more than 25 amas, you can plow it only in the 25 amas, and the roots of the trees on the bottom go up 25 amas above, you can go and plant the entire base saw. You'll be able to go ahead and do the whole thing based upon the way the lower and the upper trees. You understand? You can go ahead in the upper trees, you can plant below them. You can plant around them. So the look is, Gemara says, if that's so, Mar says, we say that there are no other roots go any further than that. If you say to plant the trees on a slope, then none of the roots go higher, none of the roots go lower. So Mar says, well, how does it come out? How does that come out? That should be exactly the same amount. Nishma ben Adol, that's a seed from the bar's Mishal Lechari itself. We can go ahead and explain. You have to separate a tree from the 25 amas from the bar, of your friend's bar, whether it's Lamaila or Lamata. So you see it spreads either way, either lower and higher. So you see that the tree can go ahead and the roots can go upwards and the roots can go downward. Both, it goes in both directions. So it's possible that you can go ahead and do so. In both sense will be able to plant in both areas because both goes Lamailan and Lamatan. It would make sense to go in both areas. So you can do so. Break the Gemara or Neman, but I'll tell you no. Maybe I'll tell you the Pshat and the Bryce, Benji Lamata, Babo Lamata. Only when the tree is above and the pit is lower, or Lilan Lamata, the tree, though, the other way around. In that case, you can go in, you have this, the 25 amas, you could do that. But where the trees itself, the roots, do not itself go 25 amas above, only when the bar is Lamata, then you go, but not when you have just like we say in the interpretation of the Mishnah, that the roots go Lamailan 25 amas and Lamata 25 amas, it goes in each way. That doesn't make sense. It's only Dat Kane and Lamata, Balamata. Lamata, only where the bar is here. I mean, that's the case it's talking about, not a case with the trees itself, Lamata, Lamata. That would make sense. Gemara says only if the tree is Lamaila and the bar is Lamata and it goes down. But the bar is Lamaila, why should it be Aser? Do we say that the roots of the tree go upwards, 24 amas upwards towards the bar? So if you say it does, then that would apply there. Then it should apply by the trees as well. It should be the same thing, much fees, it should be able to apply. The Lechari does apply, but you can be able to go ahead and plow in the whole field. Maybe I'll tell you, it's not because of the roots that it go upwards. The roots make the earth very loose. And it affects the damage of the fit of the bar. Don't make a right from there that the roots taka go all the way 25 amas each way. I'll tell you, maybe no, the roots don't go that far. But what the roots do accomplish is it softens the ground. It softens the earth. And when you soften the earth, then the walls of the bar collapse in. The floor of the bar going to collapse in because the earth is very soft. But not because it can take a ghost. You have no right that the things extend upwards 25 amas. Still don't have any right for that. So the Chayyur, the Gemara says, if you have no right, so what is the halacha about plant? Do we say you can plow 25 amas, that the roots of the trees go 25 amas, even the mala, that even goes upward? It was a mice that happened. A person wanted to plant a tree in a sloped area, in a slanted area, below a pit before Rav Yossi. And he came to his Amutra Anat. He came to Rav Yossi Barbun. Amalei, he said, Damn, Michidu. The brisa that we said before that you're allowed to plant when it's below the bar is Lamata. Imar says even with the trees Lamata and the bar is Lamaila, it's only in the Das Yaakov. We don't somak on the Shita. We don't pass on Lakas. The Chacham disagree. V'tani Allah. Shemena Imer. Kashem Shamul Lamata and Kachamul Lamata. And just like we say, you need a 25 separation when the trees above a pit, so you need 25 Lamata. That's his Shita. But the Chacham would say, no, it's not required when the tree is below, only when a tree is above. Because when it's above, then the roots go all the way downward and go into damage the bar. Then we say you need 25 amas separation. But lamaila, but where the bar is lamaila, the trees, the roots do not be able to go up 25 amas to go damage the roof. The bar does not affect. Only according to, it doesn't affect, doesn't climb up, can't climb up 25 amas. Only according to Rav Shimon can it go up 25 amas. So you have no raya from there that according to Chachamim that you taka able to go ahead and go up, the roots be able to go up, climb up 25 amas upwards. That's only a sheet in Rav Shimon, not in the sheet of Chachamim. The taka will not be able to go, and if he will not be able to plow those 25 amas, because the roots will not extend all the way up in that. Therefore, the field plowing for the fruit, to help the tree, would not help you because the roots are not going, extending upwards 25 amas.